The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
So joining us all the way over there in our Umklanga studios, Terence Pillay, what have you got for us this week?
Hey, Darren, you know, medical marijuana has been a hot topic for a long time, as you know. But it's still illegal here in South Africa. But there are people dispensing cannabis oils and other products like soaps and ointments and that kind of thing. And if you look at, you know, dacha, pot, weed, dope, these are common street names for marijuana or cannabis. And it's also what most people who come into contact with the substance are familiar with. But there is a whole industry that goes beyond the drug that many people are using recreationally. There are people who are using marijuana medically. Now, this week I got in touch with a guy that dispenses medical marijuana, and he's been treating patients with everything from cancer to HIV, and he claims that it's been there's been remarkable strides in the use of medical marijuana. Take a listen. Paul, when people think about marijuana, immediately all sorts of negative connotations come to mind. You know, it is a drug, but you're saying it also has medicinal properties.
First off, when people say marijuana, I think you're already referring to the higher grade medicinal section of the plant. But when you talk about dacha, and you talk about weed, and you talk about pot, you're talking about the stigma around that. You're talking about your surfer in slops, baggy pants, and the guy, the son that you don't want lying on the couch watching cartoons. When we talk about marijuana and we talk about cannabis, we do talk about the elevated side, if you will, and that is more towards the medicinal sides and the healing qualities and the properties of the plant itself.
What is the difference?
Education, self-awareness, society. It's what you read is what you know. It's what you see is what you believe. To be fair, I don't think we've been exposed to the medicinal side of this plant and the properties and the possibilities of. We as a society have only ever been exposed to the street side, the goofballs, if you will, the stoners, the guys that are using it recreationally and as an escape.
So let's talk about these medicinal properties. What does it actually do?
Essentially what it does is it's not a wonder drug. It is not a one-stop shop for cure-all. What it does is it, in essence, rejuvenates your body. It helps your cells to get to a stage where they can start fighting severe illnesses by themselves, as we were back in the day before the day, and when nature prevailed, and we didn't have radiation from the cell phones, we didn't have the external elements that we have now that have created all of these man-made diseases.
So if it's so amazing, why is it still underground here?
It's underground everywhere. It's legislation, and it's going up against a bigger picture. For an example, a basic example would be something along the lines that one treatment for stage 4 cancer would cost you in the region of about 9,000 rand, and that's three months worth of treatment. That treatment's it's intense, but it's designed to, if not eradicate completely, kill as much cancer to a stage where your body will start fighting it itself. But if you go to a doctor, you got your doctor's bills, you got your medical aid, you have chemo, you have outside sources that you're going to need. It's an expense. It's expensive to be sick, and being sick is a business.
It's money.
It's money.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
All right, so Terence, we've already established that there is a difference between medical marijuana and its, marijuana and sort of like what potheads use. We've also established that there are a lot of progressives around the world who are looking at at least the decriminalization of it. And obviously the conservatives around the world are still continuing to vilify it.
Yeah.
What are we doing in part two?
Well, the term medical marijuana refers to using the whole unprocessed marijuana plant or its basic extracts to treat symptoms of illness and other conditions. And in fact, in 2014 already, South African MP Mario Ambrosini introduced the Medical Innovation Bill in Parliament. treatment. Ambrosini was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer and commenced a campaign to legalize the medical use of cannabis, but unfortunately he lost his battle with cancer and the bill remains rejected by Parliament. So while many states in countries like, say, America have legalized the medical use of marijuana, it remains illegal in South Africa. Here's what Paul had to say. So let's talk about the medicinal use of marijuana. How do people take it?
A variety of ways. At this stage, you can, depending on your ailments, for instance, it was Parkinson's, epilepsy, something where you would need to treat immediately within 5 minutes, you would inhale it. So in the form of a vape, in the form of a joint, you get atomizers, you get vaporizers. There's many ways to inhale the product. There is also for things like if you're treating cancer, if you're treating HIV, if you're treating anything severe, there's long-term ways to take it. You're talking about microdosing, so it's orally. So you're ingesting an oil or you're ingesting a cookie, an edible, as they call it. It could be a gummy. Depends on how you want to ingest it. You could put it in your tea. You could add a little bit of coconut oil, dilute it. Various forms.
But for me, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is that you're treating things like cancer, HIV, and that kind of thing. What are we talking about? Are we talking just pain relief, or what are we talking here?
No, we're talking about treating. So we're talking about the what do you want to call it? The deconstruction of cancerous cells. So once the oil and the CBD is essentially a fat, so it's going to cling to anything fatty. So that's why it works so well in our bodies, is that it's absorbed into our fat. So why it works so well is that it clings onto cells, and those cells it destroys.
So let's just say it's now legal. We decriminalize it. How do we regulate it?
To regulate it, you're going to look at having a entry-level CBD percentage and a THC percentage. You're going to have to regulate it further than that. How is this plant going to be grown? Is it going to be grown in a aquaponic environment, hydroponic environment, or a soil environment? Is it going to be grown indoors? Is it going to be grown outdoors? It's going to have to be regulated to a point where the seed gets manufactured, and that seed in particular will produce a certain amount of CBD, certain amount of THC. It's all down to regulation, which is government, and then you need to apply obviously your taxes and things like that. The benefit of applying tax to this product is that you patients are going to be able to claim back from medical aid or wherever it is. If you're buying it, you can, as a medicinal product, you can claim back from SARS. SARS will benefit because there's going to be job creation, mass job creation in the rural areas particularly. And I believe for the first time ever, we'll be able to now achieve VAT from our rural employees.
You know, Terrence, the more I look at these stories, the more I see job opportunities, employment opportunities, economy opportunities. And that is not even before we started talking about the health benefits. I just keep seeing so much more on the pro side and so little on the con side. We really need another Ambrosini in Parliament to be championing this first.
Yeah, 100%. And we do. I'm busy in talks with someone that's in Canada at the moment promulgating something. So I'll bring us that story as it unfolds later in the year.
100%. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks.
East Coast Breakfast.
Coming to you live from Richards Bay with the Department of Economic Development.
East Coast Breakfast.